asking my game, and I don't even have a clue how to answer that or how to make my next move. While I'm searching for signs, though I just see the face of the Joker, and I could just laugh or call game over. Days wash away and I can't find the proof. There's blood in the sheets and I just feel blue. Stains in the sofa remind me of you. Probably time to find somebody new.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 13th, join the GSA for a drag ball fundraiser happening in Mills Dining Hall from 12 to 2 p.m. Also happening on Monday, join the Office of Global Education for study abroad tabling happening in Hunt Union Lobby from 2 to 3 p.m. Finally, join Activities Council for a night of Chuck's Comedy Club happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront. On Tuesday, join Art and Scope for their general meeting happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in Fine Arts 164. Also happening on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a game of Trivia Tuesday happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Office for Equity and Inclusion for guest speaker Carmen Perez Jordan presenting Collective Heritage, Honoring the Past, Inspiring the Future. This will be happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Great Room of Lee Hall. On Thursday, join the Criminal Justice Club for a game of Jeopardy from 5 to 6 p.m. in Fitz 206. On Friday, join the Activities Council for their general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stocking Room. So happening on Friday, join Badminton for their general body meeting happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Chase. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for their third annual Pumpkin Palooza happening in Miller Plaza from 7 to 10 p.m. On Sunday, be sure to join the Ultimate Frisbee team for their practice happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the intramural fields. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
I'm starting to look just like my mother.
Hey guys, it's me, Maya. Welcome to Radio Show Schmadio Show. I hope you guys are having a spectacular Thursday. I have two guests in the studio. One is a DJ and one is completing his last training to become a DJ. So now one of them is going to talk.
Hello.
Okay, now we're going to get started with some music, and we're going to start with Gold Day by Sparkle Horse. So I hope you enjoy that.
child. Stay with me a while. We not got any place to be. Won't you sit a spell with me?
That was She's Whoa. Leaving You by MJ Lenderman.
How are you? I'm having technical difficulties over here.
What's the issue?
I can't hear on my right ear.
Well, if you can hear in one of your ears, then that's fine. No. So, right now, we are going to... Well, Andrew had a very interesting question. He wanted to know how long the whale has been the mascot for Wony. And
that's right.
The answer is, I don't know.
How long have you been in the part of this station?
Well, that's not...
Aren't you on the board?
How would I know that? How would I know that?
I just would figure that you would know the history of your own station.
So if anyone knows the answer, go ahead and shoot us a text.
Or call us right now.
Or don't. Or do. Hey. Well,
what's wrong with that?
Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I was just wondering how your day was.
It was all right. I had ceramics class today. Well, you know what? There is one thing that I want to talk about.
Sure. Hit me.
I want to talk about this break because...
What break?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Well, right? One day, you call that a break?
And yeah, also, right. And also, I don't even have class on Friday.
Same. Ditto.
So it's like... Break who?
Break what? More like break none.
Well, anyway.
What's even the point? I'm sorry. Let's run up the next song, huh?
All right.
What is it? Why don't you tell me a little bit about this next song?
I think you're going to like it. Why don't you tell me a little bit about this next song?
Well, I don't know the name of it, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Peyote.
Peyote?
Peyote. P-E-Y-O-T-E by Dustal.
Dustal. I like that guy. Yeah, so
do you know this song?
I actually can't say that I do. Maybe if you play it. Start playing a little bit of it and then you can cut it off and I'll be able to tell you if I know it.
All right.
You know, honestly, I can't say that I would know this.
You know, it kind of sounds like I'm, like, in the desert.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Like, I'm roaming the desert in, like, some, like, sci-fi house.
It's an ordinary Monday. You don't know what to do. You miss the days when everything was working out for you. I'll take you to the movies. I'll take
I'll try to tell you when you cool down in the morning, baby. No. temper running out on me like that. You drive me crazy.
So that was Outbound by After, which is a band that I found from TikTok, and they're really awesome because they have that, you know, that early 2000s sound, but it's just coming out now. And she kind of, it kind of reminds me a little bit of like Imogen Heap or Fru Fru, which I'm a big fan of, but yeah, I really like this song specifically. I'll try to tell you.
The heck, you're just muting me now. I really don't appreciate
that. So now we're going to move on to the next song, which is...
Why are you avoiding the subject?
Do you have something to say?
Well, I just wanted to, you know, have some chitter-chatter with you, maybe. But I'm really not feeling like it anymore after you just cutting me off. After, before that last song... I really don't appreciate that.
Now you know what it feels like for a girl.
What is... You can't just say that.
Well, I can, and you know what?
I've got now you know what it feels like for a guy.
Well, listen. Hey, listen.
I see your hand.
I have a song...
Over there getting ready to cut me off.
You're literally screaming, okay? Listen.
I'm not screaming.
Listen. The reason why I say now you know what it feels like for a girl, because I have a song that you might be able to relate to now... by Madonna, called What It Feels Like for a Girl. And you know what? I'm going to play this song, and also I'm going to say girl that power. My mom loves Madonna, but I don't know if she would know this song because I think it, I don't know. I think it's from an earlier album. I can't remember how I heard it, but...
Why don't you text her?
My mom?
Yeah.
I should. But you know what? My mom can't tune into my show because she's working.
Still tell her to play it for all the elementary school kids.
My mom is a teacher, and, you know, if you're interested in having a show, anyone listening, and you want your family to listen, you should consider that. Because now my family can never listen to my show because it's on Thursday at noon.
Rookie
but
mistake.
Andrew over here has a show on Sunday. Shout out Whatever I Want, Sundays from 6 to 8, and...
That's right.
And his family can listen.
Yeah, so
and
if you guys want to listen to some
family.
Real music, you
right,
guys should tune.
So now we're going to move on to What It Feels Like for a Girl by Madonna. Here we go. Here we go, everybody.
Girls can wear jeans and cut their hair short, wear shirts and boots. It's okay to be a boy. But for a boy to look like a girl is degrading. Because you think that being a girl is degrading. But secretly, you'd love to know what it's like, wouldn't you? What it feels like for a girl. Silky smooth, lips as sweet.
Okay, actually, guys, I kind of feel like a clown because I said that I didn't know when this song was from, and I was like, oh, maybe it's one of her earlier albums, and now I feel like a goofball because Madonna started her career in, like, the 80s, duh, and this clearly is a sound reminiscent of the early 2000s, and I found out that the album came out in 2000, so it's not one of her earlier, okay? It's actually later in her career. But actually, do you guys remember the song that came out in, like, 2016 that was, like, Bad Word on Madonna? My roommates like that one. But, yeah, check that one out. That's a banger. Also, I remember specifically watching, there was a channel on YouTube called, actually, I don't remember what it was called. It was like Ducky something of Awesome. The Ducky of Awesome. It was a channel where they would do parodies of music videos. And I used to watch it all the time when I was younger. And I remember them doing a parody of that music video. I think Andrew has something to say.
I don't have anything to say. I'm just...
What did you think of that song?
It was all right. I'm not a huge Madonna fan.
No?
I would say no.
No?
No, not my thing. It's my mom's thing.
Yeah, your mom likes Madonna?
Not my thing.
Yeah, my mom liked Madonna. She was the it girl of the 80s.
I know. Yeah. I've seen pictures.
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah.
That's definitely something.
But now she's a little bit crazy. She wants to stay relevant and young, and I don't know.
Who, Madonna?
Yeah.
Or your mom?
Madonna.
Oh. What? I actually thought you were talking about your mom.
No.
I was like, that's kind of a mean thing to say.
No, I would never say that about my mom.
She's just trying to stay relevant.
No, I mean, I think it's like kind of weird when like musicians or celebrities, like when they get older, they, like, try to still stay, like, young. Do you know what I mean?
Young and hip.
Like...
That's okay. Let them try to be young.
No, like, I feel like there's certain celebrities that, like, you know, mature well. But I guess, you know, it's not necessarily their fault. Because, you know, they're in Hollywood and they're surrounded by all these young people. And
yeah, they probably just...
Their brains are just...
Messed up their brains by ingesting all that stuff back in the 80s and 90s, you know?
Well, not even just ingesting stuff. I feel like it's also, like, you're probably mentally messed up from the fame.
From the fame. Yeah, I would know.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Do you guys know Hannah Montana?
No.
Do you guys know Miley Cyrus? She was literally 14 when she started that show.
Hey.
That's literally crazy. That's like a kid.
You want to know who I got that's like that now?
Who?
Matty B. Raps.
What?
You remember him?
Yeah.
He was a good kid.
Is he a good kid now? I don't know what he's
Whatever
up to
happened.
Now.
Can we play Matty B. Raps on there?
Yeah. He was a kid.
I would love that.
Well, you know what? I'm going to play the song that I have for up next, and then maybe I'll play a Matty B. Rap song.
Dude, I used to love Matty B.
Did you really?
Oh. Well, it was like kind of like an ironic thing that me and Jack, my friend Jack.
When you were like how old?
Like 13.
13?
Yeah.
But he wasn't even like really popular anymore.
I don't know. I was like 12, 13.
No.
When I was bumping Matty B. Rap.
Really? I feel like
It's not like I was listening to it. It was like my friend Jack would come over and we'd put on Matty B. Raps and be like, yo, this guy is so stupid.
Well, I think he was popular like when we were like 10.
No way.
Yeah, because I remember...
I thought it was like 2017, 2018, I feel like, was his like prime time.
Let me look
Maybe
it
like
up.
2016.
Because when I was like... I think in like 2012, I went on YouTube for the first time. And I remember the first video I watched was Cimarelli. Do you know what that is?
No.
It was like a group of sisters that did songs.
What?
Oh my god.
Oh my god. It's the general manager of Loney. Oh, no.
Wait, take a seat. We're talking. I'm on
air. We're on
air
right now.
Well, we're just having a chat. They're playing it. You guys have a good. Thank you. Oh. We're talking about Maddie.
We were talking
B.
about
Raps.
Maddie B. Raps, and they're we're yeah, on Hunt Union.
Like, this sounds like Andrew right now. Like,
did you know Maddie B.'s full name is Matthew David Morris?
I'm on mic two, by the way.
Oh yeah. Okay.
We got the general manager tuning in.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course.
Surprise cameo.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah. I'm helping the food pantry. We just got another big order in.
And oh, then, Andrew used to work there.
Did you? Oh, yeah, we talked
I
about
did,
this.
Yeah, I told you that. Yeah.
We did. And I'm walking into Hunt, going to the food pantry, and I hear Maya and Andrew. And I'm like, what? Like, are they behind me? And I'm like, wait, no, they're playing the radio right now in Hunt. And I was like, okay, sweet. So,
well, Maddie B became famous in 2010 after he posted a cover of Justin Bieber's Eenie Meenie on YouTube. Mm. 2010. How old were you in 2010?
I was 5 years old.
Dude, what a youngin'. I was 6.
Oh, my God. I feel like Uncle's already 6.
Yeah, but I wasn't watching. I was watching him in, like, 2015, 2016.
I never watched him.
Oh, my God. I loved Maddie B.
Did you?
It was, like, an ironic thing, though. No, yeah. It wasn't, like, I was actually bumping that.
Josh, I don't know if you are familiar with this, but when I was younger, I used to watch this channel on YouTube. I think it was called Ducky of Awesome. And it was, like, a parody channel. They would do parodies and music videos.
Oh, wait. I actually do know what you're talking about.
No
I didn't
way.
Know the name. I know that. I used to watch that. I used to watch, like,
there's so many parody
Sky
YouTube
Factory.
No, he was like the parody.
I used to watch Brandon Rogers a lot, too.
Oh, me too.
Like, the one where, like, it's, like, the conjoined twins.
Yes.
Or, like, honestly, any of them.
It was, like, the hall monitor one was,
yes,
like, a
yeah.
staple for me. And
I remember.
Do you remember, like, the episode where it was, like, Avengers Infinity War, where all the characters were at the park.
Yes.
It was crazy.
That was, like, the craziest moment in my life when it was, like, the cameo of all of them in just one video. I remember that.
I remember seeing that, and I was like, wow. Like, this is what life is. Like, this is
the most funniest man on the planet.
This guy gets it.
I want to play a Maddie B song.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I will. I'm gonna play the song that I have up next. And then I will play a Maddie B song.
You're going to play a full Maddie B song?
Why
it's
not?
It's going to be great. No, they're going to love it.
All right, you know what? Yeah, why not?
There's like,
What if I just played like...
I'm hoping a tour walks into Hunt right now. It's like, this is WONY, 90.9 FM.
What if next week I tell like everybody who has a show to play like as many Maddie B songs during their show as they can?
I think that's a fun challenge.
So then like... The people working in Hunt will be like, this is so, like...
this is awesome.
Why is it all week Maddie B has just been playing, like...
Maybe we can get Maddie B...
Maybe we can record a PSA.
Maddie B for O-Fest, maybe.
Wait!
Wouldn't that be, like, generational, I feel like?
It would be.
I think we should record a legal ID, like, this is the week of Maddie B Raps. or something like that. And then
we
Maddie
have,
B
like,
Week.
Meg do the news, it's like, this week is National Maddie B Week.
Maddie B Week.
That would actually be so funny, though, if we just did that. And then, like, at the end of the week when we do, like, the most played albums on WONY, it's like,
Maddie
it's
B.
like Maddie B. It's like tracks Maddie played, like,
and
on every single show.
I think
all tracks were played on, it's just a list of 40 shows.
I think next week it's going to be a Maddie B Raps Maddie B Raps X Justin Bieber playlist. I think that's my set list now.
Oh.
I have to make
okay.
it. I have to scour the files.
Do you know
Cimarelli?
No.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to the song that I'm going to play, which is On the Road by Ella Woolsey. So,
woo!
Here we go.
Keep it locked.
Spent all your money on the wine. Told you we needed that for gas. You said it's fine, just don't drive fast. Foot became heavy as a brick. Pedal to the ground, I'm pushing it. I don't like when you tell me what to do. Proving a point to you that I'd rather die than swallow. On my back, 'cause
My room, but I came back with the devil on my back. And a chance, okay. And one day maybe holding a hand, shorty, where you wanna go with it? Said I'm just trying to roll with you. I'm just trying to grow with your girl. Quit it, Lord have mercy when I see you in my throwback jersey. Y'all admit it, I'm smitten. Baby girl, salute, cause you got me at attention. Shorty, you the truth, though when the wind did I mention? One and two, me plus you. We go way back like alphabet soup. And I gotta give you credit where the credit is due. Shout out to your mama and your grandma too. Tell me what's the situation, why the hesitation?
Have you talked to my daddy?
That's another conversation. Hey girl, you like me a little bit?
No, I don't even like you a little bit.
Come on girl, you like me a little bit.
Not even a little bit.
Wait, don't you like me a little bit?
Ew, I don't even like you a little bit.
I heard you like me a little bit.
Well maybe just a little bit.
Catch feels. I know you like that, yes. But when you treat a girl with respect, you say you want me to roll with ya. So you want me to grow with ya. Then I need to see the full 4K picture.
Let it be.
I ain't dumb, you can spit your game. But does your heart mean the words that you're saying? Boy, what you gonna do if I choose? Take another chance.
Why?
All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed a little bit of that, Maddie B. Okay.
Maddie B raps. That was a throwback, am I right?
Okay, well, anyway.
I love that
unfortunately,
song so much.
My show
oh my
has
God.
To come to an end. I hope you enjoyed Radio Show, Shmadio Show. With my guest, Andrew Trebilcock. Okay.
Yeah, well, make sure you guys tune in.
So I hope that you have a wonderful, spectacular break. It's really not a break, but... I hope that you guys have a great weekend, and I hope that love follows you wherever you go.
Make sure you guys tune in Sundays 6 to 8 o'clock p.m. for Whatever I Want with Andrew Trebilcock.
Ready? heartbreak, 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 heartbreak.
Unlock the corners of my
my little bro get distracted, he find himself inside all of the
back seat, hugging the floor. All of my make a yes, so I don't want to talk about the dough I get. I said, where you at, where you been? Mm-hmm. I'm a controlling. Broken the crib, no jack, like money ain't nothing to go and get. It's to the point where I'm coughing up blood and losing the skin in my nose. And
stay. I should put on some music. Aw, rats. My speaker ran out of battery. Don't worry, I brought my radio. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account.